you missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
We literally just have a few more days to go before we enter into the month of September. And for the longest time, we've been counting down to what will be introduced as the two-pot retirement system, where we as South Africans are able to access a portion of our retirement savings in a savings pot, limited to 10%, or 30,000 Rand, where the taxes will be implied, and of course, where we as South Africans would still be able to access this money just to alleviate any financial pressure that we're under. As you can tell, we've covered a lot around the story, hence I'm able to refer to the taxes, the costs, the limitations and the likes, and all of this does lead to ongoing pressures. So tonight we're looking to expand on this conversation with a good friend of the show who typically guides us on key themes we need to be mindful of. That is Mthobisi Mthimkhulu, Direct Clients Manager at Allan Cray. Sawubona bhuti Mthobisi.
Sawubona sisigogo, ninjani?
Ah, ngiyaphileka, ngiyaphileka bhuti wami. It's just the countdown to the 2nd of September. Kuningi. Many people are actually saying, walotsholwa nje after September, imali yetupot. So I think there's a vibrant energy around what the money of Tupot is able to do and how South Africans will be able to access it.
Oh, it's been, I think I'm sure most of your listeners are tired of hearing about it, but it is finally happening. My hope is that South Africans will be more responsible in utilizing their resources, because this option is made available to help South Africans who are in dire circumstances.
And it is quite concerning because many South Africans actually need to fully understand how Tupot essentially works and the systems in place. And yes, it is looking to provide a lot of reprieve for South Africans, but we do need to make sure that we're fully aware of how it actually works, and the access that we might be able to have does come at a consequence.
Absolutely.
Talk us through some of these themes in terms of having an optimal approach, planning both for your short-term and long-term needs by keeping these themes into account.
Sis Coco, I guess you and I have spoken to your listeners about the importance of saving for retirement. And I think I've been on the show a couple of times because this need wasn't going away. Many South Africans are still not contributing towards their retirement. Even those that do try to contribute, many are unable to make it. In fact, we are told that only a third are able to, the retirement savings that people make are able to get to retirement age. So Tupot is actually coming as a solution. And as much as maybe perhaps there may be a number of options that are questionable, maybe perhaps that could be open to abuse, I think this is something that government is bringing forward to help South Africans to make sure that at minimum two-thirds of their savings are able to get to retirement. And that's something that can, I guess, provide them with income at retirement. But I would say in terms of optimal approach to planning for one's finances, which is something that we've covered a lot in this show, it goes back to having a comprehensive financial plan, mm-hmm. and a plan that solves for your short-term, medium, and long-term needs, such that you have an emergency fund for your emergencies, something that one gets to build over a period of time, such that when life happens, there are resources that are available to help one instead of maybe ending up being strained, as well as also having long-term, plans that speak to things like retirement and so on. Mm.
Definitely. I'm so glad you mentioned this, because it actually seems, it speaks to though that there are certain strategies and techniques that we need to be mindful of. Are there any that you can share to help South Africans understand that we as retirement savers need to adopt in order to develop a long-term mindset?
There are definitely many things that one can do. Speaking to clients, we often speak about the importance of starting as early as you can. I'm fortunate I get to be invited by companies, some of who are our savers, to speak to their new employees. And that's the one thing that I always stress and say, when you are young, you are fortunate to have time on your side. And as simple as it may sound, but it just means that you are able to give your money time to work for you. Oftentimes when we look and assess investments of those that have saved well, you know, someone is retiring at age 60, and you look at their portfolio, it can be easy obvious that a big portion of their growth actually comes from the growth itself and less so from their contribution. So time is an important ingredient when it comes to investing. Obviously, the second and probably the most important lever that investors can pull or make is determining how much they want to contribute towards their, say, retirement. And this is tough, especially when one starts in work. In fact, it's tough at any point of one's working journey. But making that sacrifice and that compromise to take a portion of your earnings towards your future self, because it's not just retirement, it's not an event. This is money that's been put aside for you and your family when your body can no longer allow you to work.
Got you.
Those are the two that I would share at this point that I think can go a long way in helping South Africans solve for a better retirement.
Definitely. I think this is so important because, as you say, you really need to evaluate your life and the needs of your family and loved ones and how it is that you are looking to fulfill that. Something else that we typically talk about when it comes to saving for retirement is preservation is key. So I am assuming that this does mean that we do need to fully evaluate the concerns we have before perhaps tapping or making use of the two-pot access that we might have. But are there any other factors that investors should be mindful of in order to achieve a sustainable income in their retirement? And this might actually mean, you know, other forms of building revenue streams or even wealth that can pay out annuity income.
Maybe starting with the first point of preservation, I think this is something that I think that the whole concept around saving for retirement is putting this money aside so that it's there for you when you can no longer spend for yourself. And again, for many reasons that are usually personal, as individuals in our working journey, we have this need to access some of our money. And those questions can be debated, but it comes down to, I guess, that personal need and how much one needs at that time. And I think what we saw happening a lot is that, for example, when individuals are changing work, they will take their retirement savings, maybe take all of it, even when they didn't need all of it. And my hope is that this new system is going to encourage a different behavior where there's always going to be resources that are available at any time, as opposed to, I guess, using everything because of it's available. And that's the one of the things that many are worried about, that I like to believe that with time it will improve, because I know that hardworking people, they don't put away money aside because the system forces them to. It's because they are aware of the importance of saving for retirement.
It's very important to save for retirement. So as you say, we do need to build up the behavior and the muscle to actually calculate for the long term to make sure that we have alternative options. For anyone who might be listening right now and perhaps doesn't have to access the two-pot savings but might consider it in future, I guess help us understand some of the themes we do need to bear in mind, such as taxes and any additional costs and fees and the limitations in terms of the maximum withdrawals.
So the system is structured in such a way where, I guess, on the 1st of September when it begins, there's going to be some sort of seeding from your existing retirement savings, which is kept at 10% to a max of 30,000 rand. I think this is the number that we've all been talking about to begin or to start as an opening balance of your savings pot, which will then remain with your continuing contributions. One side of your contributions goes to this pot, and it's there. And the idea, again, is that these are retirement savings, so the goal is to get to retirement with some money in this pot, which will then represent the one third, if you think about the old or the current system. And I guess the idea that it's not a goal that one must withdraw from these savings, but I think for me, where I think about it as a brilliant solution from government is that if Mr. Obisi finds himself in a difficult or a tight position where maybe perhaps in the past he's had to run to his bank and use a credit card to access some of the or some an emergency fund to attend to his whatever matter that he's dealing with, now Mr. Obisi can help himself. He can say, I've got a retirement solution that has a savings component that I can access because he has an emergency and attend to it, and obviously use good judgment in terms of what is the need and not maybe perhaps access the funds because he can, but because there is a need and maybe where there is capacity, so that you can say, I am aware that I took 10,000 from my savings pot, which is meant to be there for me at great time, and therefore, maybe if my circumstances are now, maybe let me put it back because I understand how important this is to me at my retirement. Yes, there will be tax implications. So at the moment, we are told that withdrawals from this component will be taxed at your tax rate, similar to the salary that you earn, which could be higher than the rate that is currently available when one retires. So these are some of the things that one who needs to be mindful of. And I've been reading around and I can see many providers of investment solutions. They are launching platforms where one can go play around and get an idea in terms of what they could expect as tax on the amount, which can also work in informing one whether to use that or maybe use another alternative that they may have available.
Yeah, definitely. I guess very thorough questions that one does need to ask themselves and consider alternatives before compromising the long-term growth on your retirement savings. But Mtobi, it's always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Really appreciate your time. That's Mtobi Zimtimkulu, Direct Clients Manager at Allan Gray, helping us get a quick refresher on what it is that we are seeing regarding two-pot, the retirement system, essentially allowing South Africans to access a portion of their retirement savings. One thing is key, though, just because you do have an option to access it, you don't necessarily have to exercise it. So do be mindful of just doing your research to fully understand and comprehend the consequences and the impact on your long-term savings strategy. Allan Gray, helping you secure your future. 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.